Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Quakey Taboni. She is the new director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. Got a lot of great things going on. We're going to talk about the programs. They've got new hours now that school has started. We're going to discuss a program that they have called Power Hour. We're going to talk about that. And then they've got a big event coming up in the end of October. We're going to touch on that for just a moment. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
We appreciate you coming in. We're glad that you could come in. Now, let's talk about the fact, how long have you been in position as the director now?
So I have been in position as the director for about a month now. Before that, I was the program director. I've been with Boys and Girls Club since January.
So you're starting to kind of shake off the everything, and it's all making sense to you now, and you're doing all right.
Yep, it's awesome.
All right, well, now that school has started, we'll just dive right into it. You guys have changed your hours.
Yeah.
What are your hours down at the Boys and Girls Club now?
So with us being an after-school program, we're open Mondays 1 to 6:30, and then the rest of the week, Tuesday through Friday, we're open 3 to 6:30.
Okay, and all the same great things are going on down there. You've got homework help. You've got all the cool programs that you guys do. You said you have some new staff, and they've kind of brought a new energy into the Boys and Girls Club and helping with the programs and things like that. But you also wanted to speak about, you wanted to talk about Power Hour. So let's talk about what that is.
Yeah, so with school starting back up and the kids having homework and, you know, trying to get back on track with that summer learning loss, we do a program called Power Hour, and it's basically where we help them with their studying. We help them with homework. Right now we have it split up into 20-minute segments. So we do 20 minutes of reading or homework, and then we do 20 minutes of what we call power pages, where they get to practice a skill, and then we do 20 minutes of fun educational games. So it's a lot of fun.
But that, let's go back to that. The 20 minutes, if they need more time to do their homework, they have it. And you guys are there to help them out with that, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's what the whole hour is geared towards, is essentially homework. A lot of the schools down here don't do a lot of homework. So a lot of it's just helping if they need extra help. We do check their grades. So that's helpful for a lot of the kids that have missing assignments. But
well, and the other part of that, too, is that, you know, you come in, and when you go to the Boys and Girls Club, that I would assume is like the first thing. Homework comes before anything else.
Yep, that is the first thing that we do after a snack, of course.
So we do this, and then what kind of programs do you guys offer down there? I know you do a lot into STEM and science and stuff like that. So what kind of programs have you guys got down there?
Yeah, so we, after our Power Hour, we go into our Activity Hour, and we have three different focus areas. So we have educational or like academic success activities that are like your STEM, financial literacy programs, things like that. And then we have the arts, which is, you know, we do drama, we do music, we do fine arts. And then we have a healthy lifestyles category that focuses on things like sports, getting out and playing, how to eat healthy, how to fix healthy snacks for yourself after school, things like that. And then we also have a kind of like a hidden portion that is our good character and citizenship program. And we do for the teens, it's called Keystone, where they get to do like service and get out in the community and get involved, and they have like the opportunity to be in a leadership position. We started out with the school year, they elected new members into their cabinet. So all the teens are involved in that, and they're really excited. They're going to do some great things this year.
And they always do. We're speaking with Quakey Taboni, the director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. Now, the other great thing about this is you can join the Boys and Girls Club at any time, right?
Absolutely.
And what's the cost and the fee for that?
So we break it down into sessions. So our school year session runs from August until the end of the school year in May, and it is $20 for the entire school year.
And a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Not bad for everything that comes with that. All right. So you guys have a big event coming up the end of October. So let's talk about that for just a moment, because I want to get you into a little closer to the event, and we'll talk about it again. It's a trunk or treat.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. It's going to be October 21st, and we're opening it up to members of the community. If you want to enter a trunk, you can give us a call and let us know. It's $5 to sign up, and we're going to do some fun contests, best decorated, most creative, spookiest, and our Keystone members are actually going to judge that, so our teens are going to get involved and get to judge that contest for us.
Well, and that'll be fun for them too.
Yeah.
All right, so if anybody has questions or anything like that about the Boys and Girls Club, how can they get in touch with you? What's the best way to get information?
Give us a call. Our number is 435-637-6066, or feel free to stop by. We're there during our regular hours, and we usually have a director there from anywhere from noon for the rest of the day till 7 o'clock. So
all right, so stop in, check the club out. It's a really great building. It's great what they've done, lots of great things for the kids to do. Ask all the questions that you want, and maybe this is a great thing for your kids to be a part of. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.